Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people are aware of the National Day of Giving, which takes place on the Tuesday directly after Thanksgiving, but you may not be quite as familiar with Early Giving Day, which some local groups hold on a Tuesday in the springtime. Our next guest is involved with Midlands Gives, which is celebrating that day on May 7th this year, and they have formed a partnership with the business community designed to enhance that giving. Aaron Johnson is with the Central Carolina Community Foundation in Columbia, South Carolina. And a disclaimer, CCCF is currently assisting with a grant application for Voterheads.com, an affiliate of Magnolia Media, Inc., the producer of this show. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
So tell us about Midlands Gives, first of all.
Yeah, so Midlands Gives is actually a year-round online giving platform that's hosted by Central Carolina Community Foundation. It started out as just an online one-day giving day and has really morphed into a year-round platform that we get over 1,000 visitors a month that they can review nonprofits, get a little bit more information about it, and have an easy, user-friendly way to really check out, really, with their online donations.
All right, and so tell us now about the upcoming giving day.
Yeah, so this is really one of the signature events of Central Carolina Community Foundation. We host two giving days annually, but our biggest one by far is Midlands Gives Day. And it's hosted on the first Tuesday of May and has been now for the 11th year. We started out as a smaller initiative that had about 150 nonprofits that served the 11 counties of the Midlands. Had about $700,000 that was raised, which was really incredible for our first year. But last year, our 10th year, we had over 560 nonprofits, and they raised $4.4 million just through Midlands Gives Day. So it's become a huge initiative for our local nonprofits. It's now become one of the major fundraising initiatives for many of our nonprofits in the Midlands.
And then tell us how you partner with the business community in particular.
Yeah, so we have what we call In Good Company Partners. We have partnered with some businesses that serve the Midlands, and we really do this as a way for them to be able to give locally and sort of kind of make it a fun and engaging day, because people do love when their gifts are matched or maybe their gifts help their favorite nonprofits win a prize. And so we have over $120,000 in prizes that are sponsored by local businesses, and we use that really to make the day a fun and engaging day.
And so are there other springtime giving days associated with national giving that happen around our state and other parts?
There are some other giving days, and there's some big ones that are happening in May as well, like Palmetto Gives Day. And I think that there's one positive that came from sort of all of us going virtual a few years ago during the pandemic, because we got much more comfortable doing work online and giving online and shopping online. And so we've really changed our platform to be more almost like an online shopping experience, and a lot of the other giving days have as well.
And so is there a particular list of charities that is designated for Midlands Gives Day, or do people pick their own charities?
What we do annually is we open up registration for nonprofits that are located in the 11 counties in the Midlands, and they complete a whole profile, and we as at the Community Foundation, we vet each of these nonprofits to make sure they're in good standing with the IRS as well as South Carolina Secretary of State. And these nonprofits can fill out their own profiles and give all the information that they think is helpful for anybody who is interested in giving. Now, we then leave it up to the donors. Like I said, it's like online shopping. You can filter it out by category, like if it's animals or conservation or the arts, by county as well as by each of the 11 counties. They can put in keywords, and then it'll bring up recommendations based on the filters that they put in. And it'll say, here's some recommended nonprofits that fit what you're looking for. And then you can find out more by visiting each of their profiles. So it's totally donor directed.
Okay. And so you said there are 11 counties involved in this in the Midlands area. Of course, everybody knows Richland and Lexington as part of the Midlands. What are the other counties?
Great question. So we kind of expanded out our version of the Midlands. So it's really quite large. It's 11 counties. It includes Calhoun, Clarendon, Fairfield, Kershaw, Lee, Lexington, Newberry, Orangeburg, Richland, Saluda, and Sumter.
Well, Aaron, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Aaron Johnson is with the Central Carolina Community Foundation in Columbia, We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And a disclaimer, CCCF is currently assisting with a grant application for voterheads.com, which is an affiliate of Magnolia Media, the producer of this show. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.